Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf dalet. We're holding the last two lines of Gimel Amud Beis. As you'll recall, in the Mishnah, towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, starting on the second of the wide lines, the Mishnah told us the following situation. Hoiru Bezin. Bezin paskind incorrectly. L'moshel agabi a piece of chaylev. They said that this chaylev is mutter to eat. V'yadushito. And then they realized, uh-oh, we made a big boo-boo. In the meantime, unfortunately, Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed this faulty psak. And therefore, the Bezin now, or the Tzibur, has to go and bring a par helem dover shel Tzibur. V'chazur behen, and they retracted, and therefore, they have to bring their carbon. Says the Mishnah, Bein Sheviu Kaparosan, Bein Shleviu Kaparosan, whether or not they actually brought their carbon yet is really immaterial for our case. The Iker is V'holach V'osa Alpien. There was one Jew in Klal Yisrael that didn't hear about the retraction. And therefore, he continued eating this Treifa Chalev, thinking based on the Bezin's Psak that it's kosher. And then subsequently hears, oy vavoy, I ate chalev now for the last few hours, days, months. I didn't realize it. What is his responsibility at this time? So we have a four-way machloikis in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. If you go now to the last two lines of the Amud, Tony, we learned in the Braisa, Rameir is machayev. Rameir says that this fellow who ate the chaylev is chayev. Why is he chayev? Says Rashi, the toile ba'atzmei hava. He can no longer use the excuse, I relied on Bezdin, because Bezdin already issued a retraction. And so therefore, he is chayev to go and bring his own kizba or se'ira. Reb Shimon Poiter, Reb Shimon says just the opposite. He was toile ba'Bezdin. He's an unfortunate fellow that didn't hear the retraction. He thought the heksher of the Bezin is still outstanding, and therefore he is potter. Now we have both Rebbe Lozer and Sumchis who say that it's a suffik. Rebbe Lozer Oimer suffik. Maybe we should consider this person a toile ba'atzmoi, and therefore he is chayv to bring a carbon. Maybe we should consider him to be a toile ba'bezin, and he's a potter from a carbon, and therefore it's a suffik. And guess what? Sumchis also says, Sumchis Omru, Toloi, it's a suffik. What's the nafkamina between Reb Lozer and Tzumchis? They both say it's a suffik. Rabbi Yochanan Oshem Toloi Yekabinayu. The shaila is whether or not they have to bring in Oshem Toloi. Who holds what? Rashi already tells us, but we'll see in the Gemara momentarily that it's Reb Lozer that says you have to bring an Oshem Toloi. And even though the Gemara uses the expression Tzumchis Amru Toloi, it just means to say that Tzumchis says that this is the type of suffix that I cannot be poishit. It's still hanging there in mid-air. Ich weiß nicht, and therefore do not bring a carbon. And now the Gemara wants to explain what is the Svara of Reb Lozer, what's the Svara of Tzumchis, because after all, both of them are coming from the same approach, and that is that it's a suffix. So why does Reb Lozer say that the suffix rises to the level of bringing in Oshem Toloi, while Simcha says, no, you don't bring anything? So Reb Zeira, Moshed Reb Lozer L'mad Avedoyim. I'll give you an example. The Odom She'ochel suffix, Chelev suffix, Shuman. The Noidalai, that's the classic case of a person having to bring a carbon Oshem Toloi, that one morning he comes in after davening, he comes into, well, I don't know, in the morning you don't normally eat fleishiks, but he comes in at the end of the day, he's coming to eat a bris that has fleishiks. That's also kind of rare nowadays. Okay, benishkanav kiminim. The point is, he comes in to eat lunch or supper, and he sees on the table in the kitchen, he sees two pieces of fat. And he eats one of those pieces of fat. After he's finished eating, then his wife comes in and says, hey, Yanko, which piece of fat did you eat? I ate the one on the left or the one on the right. Ich weiß nicht. I ate a piece of fat. What difference does it make? Oh, don't you know? One of those pieces of fat was confirmed chaylev, osir, treif, chazarai, metunish. and the other one was Shuman, which was kosher l'chatchila, everything is fine. Which one do you eat? I don't know which one. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I ate one of the two. And she doesn't know which one was eaten and which one was left over. There'll be no way of ever being able to confirm whether he was oiver and issa chelev or not. So the Torah says you bring an oshem tole. Zokta Yomara, continuing on now to the Omid Aleph. And this, therefore the same svara applies here as well, says Reb Zeira. What's the same svara? Here too, we'll never be able to figure out whether we should consider him to be a toile ba'atzmoy or a toile bebezdin. He's a toile bebezdin in the sense that he never would have eaten from the schelev had he not heard that the bezdin was matir. However, had he asked around, he would have found out the good news that the bezdin retracted their original heter, and they said that it's osir. So, is this guy, do you look upon him as being an oiver aveira b'shoigig, or do you look upon him as being an oinus, et nishkevust? Zokti mor v'loi mi boi l'man diyom et tzibur maisi, the mefarsim emiltza, as we said already yesterday, and we're going to talk about this in much greater depth tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, in the new Mishnah that we're going to learn at the bottom of the Amid Beis, is a machloikis whether who is the one that brings that par helim davushel tzibur, is it the bezdin or is it the tzibur? And if it's a tzibur, as you recall, you could have theoretically up to 12 different par helim davushel tzibur, one per shevet. So now, if it's going to be a situation of the tzibur maisi, mefarsim emiltza, then word will get around quickly, particularly loitaman the omer that we had yesterday, that you're goyve meirabim. You don't take the money from the Lishka Sagozis monies, from the Machta Sashekel monies, but you make a brand new appeal. Well, I don't have to tell you, anytime you make an appeal, there's always a pirsum. The Gab is going to make announcements during davening, after davening, there'll be signs up, Rabbi say, we need money, etc. He's going to find out, why do they need money? Because there was a bubu, a bad psak issued by the Bezen HaGadol, so then it'll be Mefursim. So he would have, could have, should have known that the Bezen retracted, and that's the reason why they're bringing their Parhelim Dover. So therefore that's a good svara to say that he is Alpi Atzmoy. He really is negligent over here that he didn't find out. But not only according to that mandiyam. Elafila mandiyam bezdin meviim galoim mefarsim and milza. Even according to mandiyam that holds it, the bezdin is the one that brings it. So therefore, you don't have that same degree of pirsum that the bezdin erred and they had to recant and retract their psak. After all, when he's in bismedish, he's allowed to go and ask and allowed to talk to people. The fact that the bezdin agodel was matter a particular type of chaylev, then that is obviously something that people talk about. Instead of talking about the Yankees, the Mets, and the Knicks, and whether or not one should make a Palestinian state or not, they should go and talk about halacha lemaisa. Are you allowed to go and eat from this chaylev or not eat from this chaylev? So if he would have taken just a 1% of initiative to go and ask, he would have found out, Yanku, you didn't hear? The Bezin issued a new psak that the chaylev is treif, you're not allowed to go and eat it. So therefore, that's why Reb Lozer is more noita that it's similar to the case of chaylev and shuman, where the person doesn't know. Here too, we don't know how to decide. Should we decide that he is relying al pi atzmai, al pi bezin, bring in osham toli? On the other hand, Sumchus, remember, said that this is up in the air and you don't bring any carbon. So Om Reb Yoisi bar Avin, the same Reb Yoisi bar Zvida, Moshel de Sumchus l'madav v'dayman. I'll give you a mashal. La'odam shehivi kaparosli ben hashmoshes. Person came into the Bismigdish, and it was late in the afternoon. He rushes in, and he convinces a couple of kahanim to assist him in bringing the karbanos, and they bring the carbon, and guess what? Afterwards, they look at their watches, and they find out, uh-oh, we brought it ben hashmoshes. And therefore, it's a suffering me by joy, niskapaloi, suffering misha, chasheicha niskapaloi. When was the carbon, so to speak, effective in trying to give its kapara? Since it was Bein Hashmoshes, especially says Rashi, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that the Bein Hashmoshes is keheref ayin, So you don't really know, was he yoytze his carbon or not? What's the shaila? Because when we learn him yechem zvachim, the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk biyoyim tzavoyisai es b'nei Yisrael, l'hakrav es karbaneyem. So you learn biyoyim tzavoyisai. A carbon is only effective if it's brought during the day. So if it turns out that this was brought at night, guess what? He did not have an effective carbon. The Loshon HaGemara Misha Chasheich and Niskaper Loi is slightly misleading. It doesn't mean that at night he had a kapara. It just means when was his carbon brought. Possibly was brought during the day, and then Niskaper Loi, he had in fact a full-fledged kapara. He chapped a rein at that final last moment before nightfall. Or maybe some Misha Chasheicha, maybe it was the first second after nightfall, and then he tried to get a kapara, but it didn't work because it was already nighttime. Rashi throws in that you might want to say another reason why it's not effective, because he brought it after the Tumah Shel Bein HaBoyim. And we know the Pasuk says, Olea Hashlem Kolar Kabonis Kulan, that's supposed to be the final carbon for the day. And maybe that would be a cause to passel this carbon. But Rashi dismisses that, and he says, remember back in Mesechtes Pesachim, we learned that on Erev Pesach, if the Olam is bringing so many karbonos, both, of course, the carbon Pesach itself, as well as the karbonos Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga, because we want to eat the carbon Pesach al Hasoiva, so lots of people brought Shlomim on Erev Yontif. What happens if those karbonos were brought late, post the bringing of the Tumah Shel Bein HaBoyim? As long as it was still daylight, it's a kosher carbon. It's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're supposed to have that the final carbon for the day is your Tumah Shel Bein HaBoyim. But that is not a ma'akev. And so therefore, the only ma'akev that we have over here is that the person brought a Bein HaShmoshes, and maybe it's no longer b'yoyim tzavoyisoy, and maybe therefore the carbon is not effective. So what do you do in such a case? Says the Gemara, Ein mevi oshem toli. Then you would not bring an oshem toli, because there's no way to decide. Yes, I know that I brought the carbon at 7:19 in the evening, but I don't know whether 7:19 was still day or the 7:19 was already night. And there's no one that can go and tell us the answer. See, here too, it could be that you should look upon this as he's maybe al yedei atzmoi, because he could have, should have, would have asked. Or you can look upon it as he was relying on Bezin, because he heard the Psak of Bezin 2 weeks ago that this chayla was mutalach, and simnish angefal, he didn't even think of going and asking. Not only in the case, now we're using the reverse logic that we had on the top of the Amid. Not only a case when the Bezdin brings the carbon, where it doesn't have that same degree of pirsum. And that if he would have asked, people would have told him, the hacha, not bisafik, no, kisafik mi boijoyim, safik misha chashech. It's similar to the safik that we just concluded. When a person brings his carbon, Bein HaShemoshes, Isha'il, maybe had he asked, or he had wanted to ask, Li'ashkech inishta mishaylei, maybe he wouldn't even have found a person to go and ask. In other words, don't put the onus on him and say, well, yeah, you could have asked around and you could have spoken to people and discussed it with them. Eh, Gradi, he didn't. He had other things on his mind. He had other concerns that he had to deal with. And so therefore he didn't find anyone to ask in particular, and he just kept on eating the chalev absent-mindedly. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin in explaining Simchas, we don't automatically say that a person has to, every single day when he comes into Bis Medrash, ask, Rabbi Yosef, did you hear anything about that chalev? Is it still kosher? Is it no longer kosher? No. Since he heard the original Psak of Bezin that it's kosher, finished. And now he goes on his merry way and he does other mitzvahs and masim toivim, and worry about his parnasa and his children. So he didn't realize to ask. He didn't think about it. Maybe there was no one around. And therefore, bottom line, says Sumchis, don't automatically put the onus on him, but assume that it's a suffix up in the air, and therefore don't bring any card. So those are the ways of trying to explain the two different versions, the two different shitois when it's a suffix. But now let's get back to our Mishnah. Remember in the Mishnah, we had that one of the Iman the Amrim said, it really depends on whether he was a Yoishev Abayis or he was Holech Loilam Dinas Hayam. Where if he's a Yoishev Abayis, he is chayiv to bring a carbon kizbo or seira, while if he was traveling Medina Sayyam on a boat, on a ship, he didn't hear anything, and he continued eating that chaylev, he's pot. So Rav Akiva says, I like and I would tend to agree more, Moidani Bazem, reading from the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, third line of the Mishnah. Amr Rav Akiva, Moidani Bazem, Shu Karev Leptur Menachayv. In the case of the Medina Sayyam, that really speaks to my heart that it's more Karev Leptur. Ben Azai said, why is that Manishtana? What's the difference between Yoishev Beisoy and Medina Sayyam? So Rabbi Kiva said, very simple. When a person is a Yoishev Beisoy, Efshir Hoyuloi Sheyishma. It's possible for him to hear. He goes into Shul, he goes into Bismedish, he meets people on the street, Nu Beryl Vesmachsta, and he knows what's going on. So he tells, oh, you didn't hear? Well, what was I supposed to hear? You remember the Beis Din made that very novel psak a couple of weeks ago, that this particular type of chaylev is mutter. Well, they changed their mind. Really? I never heard of something like that. Well, it's true. So, hoyeloi sheishma. However, if a person is traveling on the boat or on the sea, the Medina Sayyam, who's going to ask? He's going to ask the fish, he's going to ask the whales. All the people on the boat are exactly in the same position as he is, that when they left, wherever they were traveling from, they had heard that this chaylev is mutter, and they didn't get any new word because they're traveling. There were no emails, no telephones, no faxes, no nothing. So he'll only find out when he reaches the Medina Sayyam. But in the meantime, he's been eating. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, and this is a very, very logical, as you can all see, that that's why I think that the person that is the Medina Sayyam person is more potter, more svara, to be noted to be potter, rather than the Yoishev Beisoy. We don't see any response of Ben Azai in our Mishnah. Zokti Gemara yetzt, Shapi Ka'omali Rabbi Kiva Ben Azai. L'choy Rabbi Kiva answered Ben Azai, you know, it makes so much sense. Such a basic difference. Omer Rava, Hechzik B'derech Ik Benayim. Meaning that Ben Azai tends to agree with Rabbi Kiva due to the strength of the logic. So that being the case, is he totally on Rabbi Kiva's side now? Is there any nafkimina? Says, well, yes, there is a nafkimina. The nafkimina says, Omer Rava hechzik b'derech ikka b'nayim. Hechzik b'derech means he is still home. However, he's doing his last minute packing because the Uber or Lyft or whatever is already waiting outside and is already fifing. In other words, already making a noise with his horn and he's calling on the telephone. No, no, we gotta go. And what is this person doing? Says Rashi, he is now torud with last minute things to worry about when you're traveling. Meaning, he's saying, Sprinza, did you take the passports? Sprinza, do you have the tickets? Sprinza, did you go and make the sandwiches? Just in case we don't get any kosher food on the plane or on the boat or whatever. So he is so torud, somebody's going to stop him and say, oh, Yankel, did you hear any news about the chaylev, whether the Beis Din retracted or not? Hey, sir, I don't have time now. I'm so busy, last minute packing, I have to make sure I take my talis and tefillin, I have to make sure I get my passport. When I get on the plane, when I get on the boat, then we can talk about Beis Din mit chaylev, mit leshuman. This is not the time for it now. I got to run. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, he would be part. Masha Enkin, according to Ben Azai, he's still sitting at home. That's the chelik between the Yoishev Beisoy and the one that's traveling Medina Sayyam. Zokti Yamar, the Ben Azai chayiv de Beisoy, he said. Bottom line, he's still Babayis. He can still hear. He is still local. He hasn't left yet. Rabbi Kiva Potter, the Achzik Baderech, although he hasn't gotten on the plane or on the boat yet, but nevertheless, he is already in travel mode and his mind is singularly legabi the traveling and not legabi the chaylev. Zokti Morabait, Hoyloi Bezin Laker is Kolagof. Okay, now this is the second half of the Mishnah, and now we're talking about the rules and regulations. One of the rules applying to the din of the parhelim dover shel tzibur. When does the bezin have to bring such a par? So we learned in the Mishnah, only if they're oiker part of a mitzvah, but not if they are oiker the entire mitzvah. And what we're going to learn now in the Braisa is largely repetitious of what we had in the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, v'nelam dovar, only a dover, a piece, was ne'ela, meaning that the bezdin erred. V'lo shi'akar ha-mitzvah kula, but not if they were oiker the entire mitzvah, that's not considered to be an error for which you would bring the par helam dover shel tzibur. Ketzad, give me practical examples. And the Gemara gives three examples. Omru, if you had a bezin that said, ein nida b'toira, scratch the whole din of nida. Doesn't apply, doesn't say in the Torah, it's a mistake, people are too frum, the whole din of nida doesn't apply. Or, ein Shabbos b'toira, no such thing as Shabbos, you're allowed to work 7 days a week. Ein avoidis kechovim b'toira, there's no din of avoidis zara. Obviously, you're talking about a situation which is only hypothetical. You would never have a bezdin saying things of this nature. But the Gemara is trying to dramatize this halacha. It's got to be only a miktsas din where they made an error. Not if we're talking about big time errors like the whole parsha of neither Shabbos or Avodah Zarah. So says the Braisa, what happens if in fact they made such an error and said, Rabbeisai, this Shabbos, you're free to do any malacha. Once in every 5,785 years, you get a freebie on Shabbos. You don't have to go and abstain from malacha. What happens if they did that? Yochli Yuchayovin, afterwards when they retract, and they say, we made a boo-boo, I would think there would be chayv a par helam dover shel tzibur. Tamaloyimar v'nelam dover, v'loishitis alei mitzvah kula. Only when the helam, in other words, their mistake, was a relatively minor mistake in the big picture, but not if they're nisalim. What are you talking? Shabbos? Chas v'sholmi, you guys are nuts, you guys crazy. Avodah Zarah, neither. It's nisalim mitzvah kula harele b'turin. In such a situation, there is no par helam dover shel tzibur. Avol omru, yesh nida b'toira. If, by the way, what's the svara behind it? The svara behind it is, because this is such a dovra poshet that every cheder yingle knows, the Gemara is going to call it later, zil kari beirav. Doesn't every child know that the Shabbos, well, hopefully they don't know about nida yet, but they certainly know about Shabbos, they know about avodah zarah. So, how can the bezin make such, 1 second, how can the bezin make such an error? So we're saying it's not that they really made an error, it's korev lemezid. These are a bunch of total amaratzim, burim, and if they would just go to cheder for a few days, they would know that there is such a thing as Shabbos and avodah zarah, etc. So therefore, to go and call them a shoygeg, even they taka didn't know, but it's a shoygeg curve of the maze because they should have known, especially if you're appointed to the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, you should have known. So if they made such a fundamental boo-boo, peturim, they don't bring a parahel of Novishul Tzibah. Somebody was raising their hand.
No, it's a
Mefurish Apostle. Mefurish Apostle, exactly right. Shabbos, you have about 20 psukim. And Avodah Zarah, probably 50 psukim. And of course, neither you have in Achrim Mois Kedoshim and elsewhere. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so in such a case, El Ptun, Avul Omru, Yeshni de Batoira, Avabo al Shemeris Yovim, Keneged Yovim, is Potur. If they are only talking about a relatively small piece of the bigger Hilchois Nida, what's the din of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? You all recall, we spoke about this briefly yesterday, that in the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Lenida, meaning that her period was finished, and therefore we don't expect the period for a little while to go. So during the 11 days between Nida Lenida, if she were to go and see blood, which is rather unusual, then initially she would be called a Zava Ketana, who Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. What means Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? That particular day that she saw blood, she's not allowed to live with her husband. She waits till the next day and sees whether or not she sees blood again. If she doesn't see blood again, she goes to the mikveh, and then at night she's muteris labala because of the fact that Baruch Hashem, this was just something unusual, something stray. Ignore it, forget about it. But what happens if she sees blood 2 days in a row? Then she has to wait for the third day. If the third day she sees no further blood, Baruch Hashem, goes to the mikvah, muteres labala, everything is fine. What happens if she sees blood 3 days in a row? Now she becomes graduated and upgraded to a zava gedoyla, and then you have to wait for shiva nikiyah. Okay, so what happens if the Bezen HaGadol said, Avad hilchus nida, for sure, it goes without saying. But maybe they didn't hold of the Dinah Shemeris, yoyim kineged yoyim. Meaning they said, no, as long as she stops seeing blood that day, go to the mikvah, all done. You don't have to wait for the next day. Or other nuances, other halachas applying to Shemeris Yom Keneged Yoyim. Oh, in such a case, if they were to say, Haba Shemeris Yom Keneged Yoyim is potter, meaning that it's mutter, or Yei Shabbos B'Torah, we agree about a Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. You have to sing Zmiris, you have to eat Kegel, you're not going to do Malacha, you have to tell of this of tzaddikim, you have to go over the parsha, etc., etc. Avla moitzi b'shusa yochle shusa ram, but nah, come on, there's no din of being moitzi shusa yochle shusa ram. That's potur. So again, it's only one malacha out of the 39 malachas. Or yeshu moitzi chamatay avad chas shalom. It's in the aseres and dibris layilcha lehim achirim al ponai lisasul chafesel avad avla mishtach v'potur. If you were to go and bow down, so again, once again, we're only talking about one halacha of many. In this situation, you would bring a par helim dovah shel tzibur. Now the Braisa says, maybe even in this case, yochel yehu p'turim. Maybe even here, when they were talking about an isolated halacha among the multitudes of halacha, that even there would be potter. The Gemara is going to ask momentarily, if you're telling me that when they paskin, ain't nida b'toira, ain't Shabbos b'toira, that they are potter, because it has to be only a dovar among the entire parasha. And now you're saying even about the dovar itself, that small nekuda among the big parasha, even here it's potter. So the Gemara is going to say, so when are they ever chayiv? Based on this Havmana, Yochel Yubiturin, even here they should be potter. Look, can you give me an example where they are chayiv? So Gemara is going to ask that question shortly. In the meantime, Tam Aloyma, that's why it says in the Pasvin, Dover Veloy Kol Haguf. There has to be a helm of just a Dover. Just one Nakuda, one Halacha, as opposed to the entire parsha of Nida, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, etc. Okay, so that's the Braisa, largely paraphrasing our Mishnah. And now the Gemara says, Omamar, Yochel Yehu Peturin, this is the point that we just made a moment ago, that the end of the Braisa says, that even in the Mikzas case, I would think that the Bezin is potter from bringing a par hel dom shel tziva, frei Gemara, the Ibikiyam Mikzas, Ubiktel Mikzas Peturin, like we just said at the end, the Yochel Yehu Peturin, Ubakiris Kolaguv Peturin, which is Takad Alocha, like we said at the outset of the Braisa. What have you left for the chiyuv of par helam davushal tzibur based on this havamina? Neither if they deny the entire parsha, neither if they deny only one nekuda in the whole parsha, you're saying possibly they should be potter. So when are they going to be chayiv? Zokti Yimara, Tana hachi kukashale. What the Tana was bothered by was the following. It says takvinelam dover. So what are we saying dover means? One nekuda, one rule of regulation, part of the much larger parsha. Feitim Ahu says, Eima dover kule milza mashma. After the world, the word dover is, if you will, somewhat vague. Dover can mean agansa dover, and dover can mean something much smaller. How do you know that the dover over here should be interpreted as just one small nekuda in this much larger parsha? Talmaloimar benelam dover. Mazel tov. What has he said more than we knew until now? My mashma. Amr Ula kribe benelam mi dover. What is Ula saying? This is, of course, unusual, but we do have this concept from time to time. And that is what the Gemara is telling us is goirin umaisifin. Meaning, we take off the mem from the nelam, and we borrow it, and we use it twice. We leave the nelam, the mem at the end of the nelam, but we also attach it to the word dovar, which is the next word, nelam dovar. We act as if the mem says twice, v'nelam, mi dovar. Of course, this is an unusual way of darshaning, but Ula said that was the Kabbalah that the Tanoim and Amoraim had, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is the way you're supposed to darshan. If you are not convinced, look at the Rashi on the right-hand margin, seven lines from the bottom of the Rashis. Omer Ula Kribe Vinela Midavar, the Haimem de Vinelam Shadja Adavar. The mem midrashes lefonov uli achrav. That mem of the vinelam, a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Torah Shebal Peh. Don't just leave it at the tail end of vinelam, but also borrow it and apply it to the next word davar. And therefore, the kri bay, and you could read the Torah vinelam midavar. Obviously, if you're the Baal Korei, do not read vinelam midavar. However, purpose of this drasha, you can understand the pasuk as if it says midavar, the mashma midavar, veloy koldavar. So that's the first way of dashing. But the Gemara has two other pshatim as well. Chizkiya Oma Omakra. When we're talking about bringing the carbon chatas, it says v'asu achas mikol mitzvayz Hashem leikav asher lo yisi asen av yashem. So it says mikol mitzvayz. Dashing one mikol mitzvayz veloy kol mitzvayz. Only a portion of the mitzvah. Nishta ganze mitzvah. Only a portion. Frank Timura, that doesn't seem to work because mitzvah is tarti mashma. When it says mikol mitzvahs, it could very well mean that of all the taryag mitzvahs, if the Beis Din erred in one of the mitzvahs, for instance, a mitzvah of Shabbos, lemashal, and said there's no din of Shabbos, forget about it. Yet the other 612, yes, but not the mitzvah Shabbos, so then you would have the kiyum of mikol mitzvahs veloy kol mitzvahs. So how do you know that it means one aspect of Shabbos, like koitzom, rishus, hayochel, rishus, rabim? Maybe it means the ganze Shabbos, because that's one of the kol mitzvahs. Or nachma yitzchok, mitzvahs ksiv. Even though we read it mitzvahs, a cholim with a pintle on top, however, it doesn't say it with two vavs. Mind you, 99% of the time, you don't find two vavs in the Torah if you're saying mitzvahs. But nevertheless, it could have said mitzvahs with two vavs, meaning one, the vav from the word mitzvah, and because it's plural, a second vav mitzvahs, but only says one vav. And therefore, you could read it mitzvahs. Ah, so now read it, v'asu achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem, a part of a mitzvah. In other words, not the whole din of Shabbos, but only a part of the din of Shabbos. That's the Hoitzah, Mishus HaYochel, Mishus HaRab. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says, I have another way of knowing that we're only talking about one Nekuda. Yalav Dover Dover Mizokin Mamre. We're going to learn Egzera Shava. Tachsiv Bey Mizokin Mamre. Here it says, Venelam Dover. And by Zokin Mamre it says, we learned this in last week's Parsha and Parsha Shoftim. Ki poli mimcha dover la mishpat. Then it says in the pasuk, lo yisosem min ha dover ashe yagid lecho yomin usmoil. You, Zokin Mamre, do not stray from the psak bezin hagodol, whatever they paskin, whether it's to the right or to the left. Ah, Zokti Mare, here it says, beferish lo yisosem min ha dover. Ma mamre min ha dover le kol dover. So we learn it based on Gzeir Shava. This third teretz, of course, is something which are much more accustomed to, that we have Gzeir Shavas and Kal V'Chaymers, etc., throughout Shas. The early two pshatim are not that common to go and add the mem. It's, you know, the Gemara says elsewhere, Goyrin u'maisifin v'darshin. There, typically, you're taking a letter away from one word, you're adding it to another word, and you're darshaning. Here we're using the same letter twice, vinela midover. And the second one, mitzvahs, mitzvois, is also very uncommon, because when did you ever see that the word mitzvois is written with two vavs? But anyway, azoyom chazal, a Kabbalah, that's the way to darshan. But the third one is the more common, gzeir shava, we learn it from Zakin Mame. Fine. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel comes up with a parallel din, which is not directly related to what we were discussing. This is similar to the concept of what we were talking about before, but it's not exactly the same. What does it mean, B'davish in it tzedoikim moidim by, or davish at tzedoikim moidim by? Says Rashi, when are the tzedoikim maskim and moidim to our Chachma Yisrael? When it's a befeirish pasuk. The tzedoikim, unfortunately, did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore they did not learn the Daf Yomi. But they did learn the parasha every week, they didn't learn the Seder. And therefore, they were maskim. Whatever it says in the Torah Befeirish, Torah Shebechsav, yeah, we can't take that out. That's there. They just didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, if a Bezin is going to go and paskin and uproot a posik in the Torah which says Befeirish, which even the tzedoikim amoyde on that, so then what the Bezin has done is equivalent to a mezid, it's not a shogeg, don't bring a par helem dover shel tzibur. So again, ein Bezin chayovin ad shiur, they have to paskin by the dover shein et tzedoikim moyde by, because there's no befeirish shepasik, it's just basically Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore if they decided to go and say, nah, this is not mekubal as chalif, it's only another portion, this portion is okay, or this then doesn't apply, whatever, since it doesn't say befeirish, then they're mechuyev if they made a mistake. Parhelm davish al tzivim. Av davish al tzivim can moidim by something which is a dover parshit. Shteitach in the Torah befeirish. Their potter, they don't bring that parhelm dover because it's korev lemeis. My time, what's the svara? Zilkari beiravu. You're calling these people Dayanim, they're calling them Sanhedrin, you're calling them Bezin HaGadol, you're talking about a bunch of Amaratzim, if they are denying that there's a Pasuk in Parshas VeYikra, or wherever in the Torah and saying that doesn't exist. Open up a Chumash, Chavra, you'll see it black and white. That's the Halacha of Yehuda Mishmo. So now the Gemara is going to ask Kashis on that, based on the Mishnah of yesterday, and the Brisa which we just learned. Tanan. If the Bezin were to say that the person is potur, then on that you have to bring your par. The din of Shemeres Yom Kinegid, what is the pasuk? It says the Safrala, if you have the Torah or a Sholem in its the whole pasuk together, the Torah Mizoiva, the Safrala Shivis. Is that the pasuk? Even after Torah Mizoiva, in other words, she stopped seeing blood after 3 days, but now she has to go and count Shivanakiyim. V'acha, only after that titar. So it says very clearly that until she stops seeing blood, and she counts 7 days, only then it's titar. So what are you telling me that there's no din of Shemeres Yom Kinegidai? How do I know the din of Shemeres Yom V'Safalot? That in fact she has to start counting. The Safrala, she's counting. So you see, the Shemeres Yom Kinegid is Psukim in the Torah. That's obviously the Tzedoikim Amoidim by. If it's Tzedoikim Amoidim by, Freyti Yimura, how could that be an example of when they have to bring the Parahelm Dav Shal Tzibar? That's a case where they don't bring the Parahelm Dav Shal Tzibar.
Amazing.
Because it's Korv Amazing. Everything more, the Amri Haro'o Sharia, Gbar Bihudi Asira. They didn't say that there's no such thing as Shemeres Yom Kinegid Yom whatsoever. What they said is, yes, 100%, the husband and wife may not live together because she saw blood today. We have to wait until tomorrow and she goes to the mikveh. But what are they not allowed to do? They're not allowed to have Gemar Bia, a full-fledged Bia. But Haro'o, which is just a tchilas bia, machloik is exactly what haroah means, but that doesn't say here in this parsha of the Shemeres Yom Kinegid Yom, if that's what the Bezdin paskind, oh, and afterwards they recanted and retracted and they said we made a mistake, that would be a perfect example of where they have to parallel the Bishul Tzibah. For tomorrow, you're telling me the din of haroah doesn't say in the Torah? Hanamiksev, it's in the pasuk esme koira ha'era. And the Gemara dashes what means he'era, that even haro'ah is osir, not just a gmarbia, but even the haro'ah. So it's shteitach in the Torah, it's makoyra he'era. Everything more, the Amri, you're right. That's not it. Forget about haro'ah now. The Amri, what did the Bezin paskin? They said that during the days of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, Kedarka Asira, a husband and wife are not allowed to live the normal way, kedarka. But shaloi kedarka sharia, but they are allowed to live shaloi kedarka. And that was their boo-boo, and then they recanted, and now they have to bring the parhel dov shal tzibah. Frank Timura, that's all to mefeir shepasik. Hoksiv mishkevei isha. And what do we dash from mishkevei isha? By isha, there's only l'choyer one mishkav. The Mardasha Mishkva Isha means both Kedark and Shaloi Kedark.
If the Sukkim hold up all these brachos,
that's what the Gemara is assuming. Because if otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha?
Right, I understand that.
Yep,
it doesn't seem they hold
the
all
drushes
on the Torah.
The Gemara considers this not 90% befeirish and only 10% drusha. In other words, all they would have to look into an English Arskroll Chumash, assuming that the Arskroll Chumash explains it, or just into a simple Rashi, and they would see Mishkeva Isha means Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka. So you don't need to be a groisim machadish Torah Shabal Peh. You see, the Torah says Mishkevei. Everything Gemara, the Amri Kedarka Osir Afilu Haro'a, Mishaloi Kedarka, Gemara Bihu the Osir Av Haro'a Sharia. Ah, that was the boo-boo that the Bezdin made. The Bezdin agrees that there's a din of Haro'a. The Bezdin agrees that there's a din of Shaloi Kedarka. But they say the combination of the two is almost like a Gzera L'Gzera. In other words, you didn't have a normal bia, it was a bia shaloi kedarka, and you didn't even have a gemar bia, you only had a harah, das is mutter. Again, the Bezdin erred, after that they retracted, and they have to bring, that's the case of the Paratam Dov Shetzim. Frey Timora, Ihochi, if that's the case, afila nida nami. So why did we have to go and say? The parish of nida, that's where they agree. But when it comes to Shmeres Yom Keneged Yoyim, that's where they disagree. And what did they say? That's where they said that it's mutalach. And what are we saying now? Where's the case? A woman that was Shemeres Yom Keneged Yoyim during the Achad Asa Yomim, the Bezdin said, you're not allowed to have a full-fledged bia, and you're not allowed to even have a full-fledged bia shaloi kedarka, but you are allowed to have a haro'a shaloi kedarka. Rabbi Yisa, if that's what the Bezdin paskin, I could have made a much simpler halacha. Forget about the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yoyim. Why do they say by a regular Isha Nida that Avadi and Allah do Harot, says in the Pasuk, as Makoyda Hera. Avadi and Allah are going to do Shaloi Kedarka. But Harot, Shaloi Kedarka, that's already doesn't say Beferish in the third, that combination of the two, that's where they were matir.
What's the difference between Harah and
Harah Shaloi Kedarka? Harah means only a Tchilas Bia, not a full-fledged Bia, only a beginning. What exactly a beginning is a machloikis in the Gemara, whether it means he only touched from the outside of the mokim down below, or if they had at least some penetration, hachnosas wa'atar. That's what we call harra. Shloi kedarka means he didn't have a normal bia from the front, but the person did a bia from the backside. So normally we'd think a bia from the backside, that's a mishigas, it's crazy. But nevertheless, that's also the Torah as if it was a regular, normal bia kedarka. Now, to have a situation of a bia shaloi kedarka from the back, as well that it wasn't even a full-fledged, it was just from the outside, I would say this is a gunish mit gunish, said the Bezdin HaGadol originally, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed this faulty psak, and now what happens after that, 2 weeks later, they send out a new kol kaira. Rabbi Yisai, we are so sorry we made a major boo-boo, says our Gemara, that would be the case where, when the Bezdin retracted, they'd have to bring a paradam shel tzibur. Says the Gemara, obviously this Gemara is a little bit on a doichik pshat, but that's what the Gemara holds. So says the Gemara, why do I have to say, by Shemeres Yom Keneged Yoyim, apply the very same psak by a regular nida, that the Bezdin paskin said, you're allowed to go and live b'ha'ro'o shaloi kedarka with anita. So therefore, since the Mishnah and the Braisa both talk about Shemeres Yom Keneged Yoyim, says Gemara, you're right. Eli oilam kedarka. We're talking about a normal bia kedarka. And that's where the Bezdin said, mutalach. I, ude amri ha'ro'o, the isha. And again, it's talking kedarka with ha'ro'o. Ha'ro'o kedarka. You said before, shteitach v'feirish in the pasuk es mekoyra he'era, and therefore even the tzedoikim are maskim to it, and therefore how could that be a bubu that requires a parhem of shutzibur? Or the amri hara be'ishadavahu d'chsiva. This inyan of hara only says by es mekoyra he'era, meaning by a woman that is taka a full-fledged nida. What's the pasuk? Pasuk Dalid down below, the Isha Sheyishka Ves Isha Dova, the Gila Eser Vasa Es Mekoyra Ha'era. What means Isha Dova? Isha Dova means that she is a nida. She is seeing regular, normal nida blood, like women see typically every single month, every single period. There the Torah says Mekoy Dehera. But during the Yud Aleph Yoim Shebein Nida L'Nida, then we don't see the din of Haro'ah. We only find Haro'ah by a full-fledged Nida, but not by a Zava Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. There the Bezin was the one that erred and say, the din of Haro'ah only applies to a Nida, but doesn't apply to a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. That doesn't save the Feish in the Torah. So therefore the Tzedoikim are not Moidim by. And after that the Bezin retracted, then you'd have to go and bring your Parhel Dabar Shel Tzibon. The Amri Zovalei Havia Elabiyamami. The Bezin read the psukim literally, and they said that a woman can only become a zava, and therefore a shemeris yoim keneged yoim if she saw blood during the day. Why would you say that? Because it says in the pasuk called Yemei Zoiva, during the days of the ziva. Oh, so it's a day based halacha. So if you go and see ziva blood at night during the Yud Aleph Yoim, maybe there is no isur. That's what the Bezin said. Yemei, and that tzedoikim also read the pasuk Yemei. Shoy, that was their mistake, and that's why afterwards they said Rabbi Yisai, Yoim doesn't only mean day; it also means night. And they retracted, and then they bring their parhelm davishul tibur. So that was the nida case. So let's go on to the Shabbos case tonight. Yei Shabbos b'Torah, aval mitzvah reshus l'reshus is potter. And now you're telling me that this is a dover she'ein hatzedoikim moidim boy. It's the chavafeirish apostik. What's the feirish apostik? So first thing Mora brings over here, apostik from Nach, not from the Torah. L'isitziu masami b'teichem. I believe that's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Does it bring that in the bottom here? Yeah, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. You're not allowed to, and continues on. Now, if you look in Masechta Shabbos, and they ask for the Makor of the Hilchos Haitzah, I don't remember that the Gemara brought that pasuk. Which pasuk did they bring instead? They brought a pasuk, Al Yeitze Ish Mim Koimoy B'Yoyim HaShabbos, and the Gemara Darshan's Al Yeitze Al Yoitzi. You're not allowed to go and carry anything. So, in fact, if you see the Masoretz HaShas and Oy Zayin up above, Taka takes out this girsa of the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, and instead he brings the Al Yeitze Ish Mim Koimoy B'Yoyim HaShabbos.
Ah. To my question from before.
Yes, yes.
This fits in better with the Tzuki reading.
Mm-hmm.
The Tzuki in Mahalda, nah, even though they wouldn't to learn it from that, but the Pasuk there, they wouldn't make that drasha.
And so what do they say? That you have to sit in your seat the whole Shabbos 24 hours, you're not allowed to move. Well, in fact, I remember when I was younger, they taught us that there were Karoim that in fact did read this Pasuk literally, and they had to go and sit in their seats. Hopefully they had some, maybe with sitting on top of, what do they call those portable toilets? They were sitting on that because otherwise, how would a person be able to relieve himself or herself the whole Shabbos? I'm sorry, what was that?
A commode,
exactly right. You accommodate these people by giving them a commode. Otherwise, the person would have to sit in his place the entire Shabbos. At the very least, we know that they know of this pasuk, and so therefore said, when the Gemara said,
"B'davar
she'en tzedoikim moidim
boy," okay, it fits in better with the pasuk in Nach,
because
that the tzedoikim would read literally.
Ah, so then you're saying that would be much better, because then they...
Our version is better according to the Tzuki version.
Very good. Okay, so maybe that's the reason why we have the two nuschayis, because of the Ha'orah, not the Haroah Chashashon, but the Ha'orah that you're saying, maybe that's why we have the two separate psukim. Anyway, so L'maisa is the Chavafeirish Apostolic L'may Hoitzoh HaKsiva? The Amri Hoitzoh Hu Diyasir Hachmasa Mutter. They say Hoitzoh, because the Apostolic refers to L'yisitziyum Masim B'Teichem. Don't take anything out of your homes. Or Al Yeitzi Ishvam Koimai. Don't take anything out of your Mokim, meaning your home. So that's a Hoitzoh from the Shus Hayochet to the Shus Harabim. And therefore, that's a Befeirish in the Torah. So what could the Bezin have done? The Bezin said, you're not allowed to take out, but you're allowed to take in. If you want to, on Shabbos, you can go and carry Kegel into your... Don't give Kegel outside the house, but you're allowed to bring Kegel into the house. And so on and so forth. So that was their bubu. The Iboyesema, the Amri Hoitzo, who the Asira, Moishit Vezoirik Shari. To be Moitzi, that means that I'm carrying it normally. Here I'm talking about Moshe to go and stretch out the hand or to throw something. That maybe is mutter, because that's not a hoitzah. That's a throwing. Oh, so that's the boo-boo that they made. What about avodah zara? Tanan, yesh avodah chum betoyim. Al mishtach v'potter. Frank b'mamay, al mishtach v'hoksiva, d'chsiv l'ishtach v'elacher. You know, about that, a feirish apostle. Everything where the amri ki asir ishtach v'oy is kedarka. Av shaloi kedarka is sharia. What it means kedarka and shaloi kedarka? We just had this back in avodah zara. If it's the normal type of avodah zara, that how do you show allegiance? How do you show your worshipping the avodah zara by bowing down? That's the possibly shtach le'el acher. But what happens if I go into a Baal Pa'or place? I want to borrow a commode for Shabbos for the tzedokim. That's why I'm going to the Baal Pa'or. Or I'm going into the Markulius church to go and throw stones. And I, being a total illiterate, total amuretz, when I go into the Baal Pa'or or into the Markulius, I bow down three times and I keep on bowing and I bowing and I bowing until the pastor says, Tzidraita Meshigina, get out of here. You must be Jewish. Because if you were a goy, you would understand that Baal Pa'or, all you have to do is bring along a large supply of toilet paper. And if you're going to the Markulius, bring along as many stones and pebbles as you can possibly get together. Ah, say, so if a person is mishtach v'shloi kedarka, the Beis Din HaGadol says, that's okay, that's all right. Nobody's mishtach v'to the Baal Pa'or and Markulius, that's all right. They're making, of course, a boo-boo, and then afterwards when they retract, that's when they have to go and bring their card. V'yiboy yisema, I have another pshat also. The ami yishtach v'agufa kedarka hudasa, the ispa pishud yadayim v'raglayim. Hashtach v'lespa pishud yadayim v'raglayim is sharia. It says in the Pasuk, you see the last Rashi on the left-hand side, Vayishtachu apayim artza. If you want to do a proper hishtachavoy, you do it like we do on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, that you go all the way down to the floor, Pishu yadayim v'raglayim. This person was just bowing like we normally bow, right? You know, you bow from your head down to your stomach type of thing. Those heisnishke hishtachavoy. That's permissible. That's where they made the mistake. Oh, and afterwards they retracted. Then you bring your parhelim dover shel tzivah. Zokim or amid beis boyer of Yosef. A lot of what we just said now is going to be repeated, as you will see. Rav Yosef asked the following shaila: what happens if the bezim paskins ain charisha b'shabbos? As you know, charisha is one of the lamed tes malachas. According to some versions, it's the first one. Choresh. According to others, it's zoreya. You will think to yourself, well, you always are choresh before the Zuria. You can't put seeds on top of a ground and expect it to grow. You have to do a Harisha first. That's Taka Emes. However, after you do the Zuria, in most places they do a new Harisha to go and close up the holes in the ground where you seeded them. So you have both a Harisha pre and post Zuria. It doesn't make a difference. The point is that what happens if the Beis Din HaGadol paskin that there are only 38 Malachas on Shabbos and not the 39 Malachas in Harisha b'Shabbos. Ma, me amrin and kimin dekam moide bekulu. Since they're maskim bekulu milza, all the other 39, all the other 38 is kibitl mitzvahs v'kiyam mitzvahs dami, and therefore they'll have to bring their parhelim to Rishul Tzibur. Oydil mekimin dekam arkim lei lecharisha kol iker. They're being oiker the ganze din of Harisha. Maybe kakir is guf dami. Maybe that's considered be akir is a guf, for which we said before, you don't bring a parhelim davar shel tzibur. Similarly, toshima yesh nida b'toyer, avol habo al shemeres yom keneged yom is potter. Nida takiyah.
Why doesn't this fall under the tzeduki rule?
Rashi says that we're not addressing the tzeduki rule anymore. We're now going back to the earlier limud that we had in our Mishnah.
The tzeduki rule is there that this should be potter.
I hear you loud and clear. You're going to see what the Gemara is going to answer shortly, and it's going to answer your question as well. But if you look at the top Rashi on the right hand side, Rabbi Yosef is not focusing on the Dovashin and Stoikim Oidim Klal, but he's focusing on the Loch of the Mishnah with the Nelam Dover, Mi Dover, right? Mitzvois, Mitzvahs. He learned Min Hadover from the Zakin Mamre, the Bitl Mitzvahs, Uki Mitzvahs, Komi Boile. So that's his focus, but you'll see the answers that they gave to the tzedokim are going to apply here as well. So you're on the right derech, yeshakoyach. Anyway, so the Gemara says, what's the din of this Harisha? Do you say that this is Bittel Miktus, Akiya Miktus, or this is Kol Haguf, because he's saying the Ganze Harisha? Toshima, Yeshnid Batoy Valhokash Avlabo Shemeres Yom, can I get Yom Bispotter? Vamai, or Akarin Shemeres Yom, can I get Yom Kol Iker? He's removing the whole din of Shemeres Yom, can I get Yom? So the Chayyim bring a Rai from that, that that's considered to be just a detail, just a part, a rule in the larger parsha of Nida, like we said before. So by Harish, it's also just one rule among the 39 rules. Amar Rav Yosef, that is Nishkarai, because Shemeres Yom Deka Amren Kiddushininan, like we already answered on the Omid Aleph. What did we answer on the Omid Aleph? We said that when it comes to the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, it's talking about either that the Bezdin Paskin Haro'o is Mutter, that's Mekoyra Ha'ero is only Osir by Nida, but not by Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Or the second shot, the Yiboy Seima, says Kol Yimei Zoiva, that they said Ziva at night doesn't apply. So therefore the basic structure of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, they're maskim to. It's just a rule among the rules that they uprooted. So this already answers your question vis-a-vis the Tzedokim. We're using now the same teretz as we used before. And therefore you have no raya l'gabedin of Harisha. The shayla of Rav Yosef is he wants to mevatel the whole Harisha. Harisha doesn't exist. Don't bring a raya from Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, because the Rebbe Bezdin agrees that it exists. Just a particular rule in Hilchos Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, whether it's the day-night rule, or it's the haro'ah, or full-fledged beer rule. Toshima, let's bring a raif in Shabbos. This raif in Shabbos is the Chayim Mamish directly on point, because what does it say by Shabbos? Shabbos, Yei Shabbos, Batarev, Amoyitz, Meshus, Rishus, Yachus, Shusaram, Nispater. Now we know Hoitzah, Meshus, Rishus is one of the 39 Malachas. And we're saying that if they paskin, Moit, Rishus, Yachus, Shusaram, Nispater, then they are chayiv to go and bring the parah, Helm, Dov, Shul, Tzibar. Vamai ha'akyon lahoitzo kol iker, so it's just mamish the same as being oiker harisha kol iker, so I can be poishet my shaila. Yes, that you do have to bring a parhelm dovshel tzibur. So tomorrow vaytenishkarai hosnami kirshaninan, the same terutzim that we gave on the omid aleph. What were the two terutzim? Either that the bezel was matir hachnosa as opposed to hoitzo, or that the bezel was matir zoyrek umoishit. So they weren't matter hoitzah kol ikar, they were just matter a mitzas. But here we're talking about harisha kol ikar. So right till we still have our shayla. Toshema, avoid zori, yesh avoid zchom batoira av hashtach bo a potter. Vamai, vakarian hashtach bo a kol ikar. So you see that that's also enough to be machayev, the bar helm dovashol tzibur. And for the mar amri yishtach bo a namikin shanin, like we already answered on the Amid Aleph. What did we answer in the Amid Aleph? We had two answers. Number one, Hishtachva Shaloi Kedarka, that you bow down to the Pa'or or to the Markulius. Or number two, that he didn't do a full Pisha Yadayim V'Raglayim, just like we do, your normal Hishtachva, like we do at Moedim or in Shemon Esrei or by Banachnu Koirim in regular Aleinu. In other words, just a respectful Hishtachva, but not a Pisha Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's what the Bez and Agodl said you're allowed to go and do before the Avodah Zarah, and then they retracted. But again, they didn't, were an oiker. They kishtachvoy kol iker. It was only one rule. And therefore, the shayla that Rav Yosef asked of Ein Harisha B'Shabbos totally, the vial the Gemara leaves unanswered. Boy Rav Seir, I have a similar type of shayla. Ein Shabbos B'Shvias Mau. It's now Shemitah year. And the Bez and says, because of Shemitah year, there's no Shabbos during Shemitah year. You only have to have Shabbos 6 years in a row, but not in the Shemitah year. So, Dr. Yomara, the Maito, how could they come up with such a ridiculous psak, manishtana Shabbos during Shemitah and Shabbos throughout the year? Badinkro, it says in the Pasuk, Bechorish uvekotzir tishbois. And therefore, the Gemara is darshaning, or at least this foolish Bezdin darshan, Bizman de Ika Harisha Ika Shabbos. A normal year when you are allowed to do Harisha 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, then Shabbos you have to be Shabbos. Ubizman de Lek Harisha. What is Shmita year that you're not allowed to do Harisha, you're not allowed to do Ketzirah. These things don't apply. You're allowed to do Ketzirah for yourself, but not l'schoira to sell. Ubizman delek harisha lekish abis. That's how they learned pshat in the Shemitiyah. That's how they came up with this very foolish psak. So now, what is the shaila that Reb Zeira is asking? Does this have the same status of kiyam mitzvahs and bittul mitzvahs? Because it's saying 6 out of 7 years you have to keep Shabbos, and 1 year you don't have to keep Shabbos. Since in the Shemitah year there are 52 Shabbos, and they say not one single Shabbos throughout Shemitah do you have to keep. Chas v'sholem. Is kakiris a guf? Would you say that's kakiris a guf? Totally, and therefore it would not qualify to mechayev the bezdin in the part of shel tzibur. Omer v'ne toshema. Let's try to bring a raya from a parallel case. What's the parallel case? A novi. We're talking about a novi hasheker. Shenisnabe laker dover midivrei Torah chayev. If he wants to be oiker a full din of divrei Torah, he's chayev. Now this dover midivrei Torah is really to distinguish it from the next case that we're going to have momentarily about avodah zarah, because there's a difference between a novi hasheker that says raboisai be oiker advat Torah, meaning one of the 612 of the tariq mitzvahs, or what he says you should be oiker the iser of avodah zarah. What exactly are the differences? Some of them are discussed here; the rest are discussed in Mesechtes Sanhedrin. Es toshema novi shenisnabe lakadov midivrei Torah. A non-avoided zara dikadin, chayiv. Then this novi is chayiv misa. Which exact misa is he chayiv? According to everybody, is chayiv chenek. Levitol mikzas olam kiyam mikzas. What happens if he doesn't want to be oiker a full dover midivrei Torah, but just a little mikzas and kiyam mikzas, like we've been talking about now for the last half hour? What's the din then? Reb Shimon oimer yer potur. You would not get chenek. And Rashi says, even though the Gemara refers to Reb Shimon, this is really Kuli Alma, the Rabban agree as well, Yer Pater. The Novi Hasheker is only Chayiv Misa if he was Nisnabe Laker Agansa Parshef in the Torah. Now if we're talking about Avodah Zarah, Afilu Omar Hayoim Oivda Ulamacher Batla, even though here he is engaging in a bittel mikzas and kiyam mikzas, in which sense he's saying today you're allowed to do avodah zarah, tomorrow don't do avodah zarah. That's enough to be chayiv. What is this novi hasheker going to be chayiv? Rashi says al machloikis in Sanhedrin whether you're going to go and get chenek or he's going to get skila. But what do I see from this case of the avodah zarah? Here, what did he do? He was hayoyim oivda ulamacher batla. That's a similar to the bittul mikzas and the kiyam mikzas. Oh, even though the gabi shar aveir shar mitzvahs in the Torah, everybody agrees. Then bot novi hasheker is pot. Comes to avoid his aura, kiyam mikzas and bittul mikzas. He's chayiv chayiv misa. What do I see from this? That hayoyim oivda ulamacher batla is an example of bittul mikzas and kiyam mikzas. How's an example? Today, he's saying, you're allowed to do avodah zarah, ganze tog. 24 hours, you're allowed to do avodah zarah. Tomorrow, nisht. Oh, so you see that limiting it by time is also called kiyam mikzas or bittul mikzas. Shema mino, ain't Shabbos b'shvias, ki bittul mikzas or kiyam mikzas dami. Because that's the same thing. 6 days, 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, you do have Shabbos. 1 year of the Shemitah cycle, you don't have Shabbos. That's also kiyam mikzas and bittul mikzas, like oyim dula macher batla. Shema minah. So on this shaila of the Zeira, we can be poishit that this is a bittul mikzas and kiyam mikzas. And if the bezin were to go and rule and then retract, and roiv of Klal Yisrael had followed their faulty psak, you'd have to bring a parim harem davul shel tzibur. Okay, the next Mishnah and Gemara. Are very straightforward. Says the Mishnah, Hayru Bezin Yod Echa Mihen Shito. You have the 71 Dayanim. 70 old said in unison, unanimously, you're allowed to eat this piece of chalev because it's not really chalev. But one of the Bezin said, Raboisai, he was vocal. V'omalehen Toyimatem. With all due respect, you great chief rabbis, you're making a boo-boo. Oy, shlehoye mufla shel bezin sham. What happened if the Rosh Bezdin was not there? He was not present. Why wasn't he present? Says Rashi, because he had to, he was yoytze lederech. He had to go and travel somewhere. Oy shoye echad mehen ger, oy mamzer, oy nosen, oy zokin shaloy roy labonim. Harizeh pot. If the Bezin was missing its mufla shel bezin, or if one of the 71 was a ger, a mamzer, nosen, a zokin, then these are not qualified to be on the Bezdin. Why are they not qualified to be in the Bezdin? The Gemara is going to bring shortly a drasha for that. What's the din? In that case, they're all going to be Harizeh Potter. This Bezdin, even though they issued this psak, a faulty psak, and the Klal Yisrael followed the psak, ultimately they would not bring the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. Now, why wouldn't they bring the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur? So in the first case, where we had 70 out of 71, we already had that in the Gemara yesterday, or 2 days ago, that it has to be a unanimous decision. If it's even one person, the only case that we said was different, it was Hirchen Baroishai, right? He protested, however, he didn't protest vocally, in his heart of hearts, he felt that Bezin was wrong. That was the first Mishnah, right, back on that base, Amit Aleph. How would you have a case that one of them was one of them knew that they were erring, or even a Talmud Shiroi Lahira, like Ben Azay, Ben Zoyma, how did they know? Because they knew. But if that's the case, if they knew, then it wouldn't be a psak that would be Mechayiv a Parlam Shul Tzibur. So remember, the Gemara said that they weren't vocal about it, they were just Hirchen Baroishai, they just nodded when they took account of all the 71. But here, one of the 71 protested, said, no, you're making a boo-boo, it's a mistake. Then the psak din is not considered to be a psak for purposes of being mechayiv the par helam davar shel tzibur. If the mufla shel bezin was missing, that's also enough of a reason. Now you're probably wondering to yourself, what do you mean mufla shel bezin? Even if one of the dayanim is missing, you have to have the ganze eda, they have to have the full 71. So Rashi says, yavad, you have to have 71. Even if the least, I don't want to say least qualified, the least knowledgeable of the Bezin, not the top guy, the Mufdish of the Bezin, the Rosh Bezin, even the least of the Bezin, if he was missing, the Psak is not considered to be a good Psak for these purposes. You're right, says Rashi, the Mufdish of Bezin had to go on a trip, and then they replaced him temporarily with someone else. So they had a full panel of 71. It wasn't a panel of 69 or 70. Full 71. However, the mufla was missing. Why is that key? The Gemara is going to say, because if the mufla would have been there, he would have taught them, Raboisa, you're making a fundamental mistake. You're a bunch of, I don't want to say amaratzim, but you're making a big mistake. So they should have waited until the mufla of Shebet Bezin comes. This is a very important issue, to go and be matter ashtik chaylev, or to be matter Harah by Shemes Yoim Kineged Yoim or Matar Hoitzah, all the things that we discussed in our Gemara, you don't do that without the Rosh Bezin. These are major things that are going to have major ramifications for the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. Says Gemara, therefore the Psak is not considered to be a Psak that is Mechayiv, the Paradam Shal Tzibur. All those others, Ger, Mamzen, and Sinai Zokain, these are all people that are not qualified to be Dayanim, so if they sat and they impaneled them as part of the 71, you did not have a proper panel of Sanhedrin. So in all of those cases, you're part. Zakti Mara, Zakti Mishnah, Shnema Kan Eidah, Venema Lahalon Eidah, Ma Eidu Amur Lahalon Kulan Re'uyin Lahayra, Af Eidah Amur Kan Achi Kulan Re'uyin Lahayra. What does that mean? The Eidah that we have over here is in the Eini or Eidah Nesesolish Gaga, that he was a shogeg. That's the Eidah here. The other Eidah is talking about a capital case where Chas V'Shalom, a person would get one of the Arba Mises Bezdin. The Pasuk says, V'shavto Eidah V'Yitzilu Eidah. Remember the Mishnah and that Sanhedrin and that base brought this Pasuk, V'shavto Eidah V'Yitzilu Eidah. Just like the Eidah over there, it has to be people that are Roy L'Hayra. Here too, it has to be Roy L'Hayra. Now, why do you say by that other Eidah, by capital cases, it has to be Roy L'Hayra?
Smicha or Roy Lahara, as in he's able to, he got tested, like the The Sanhedrin, the smicha in Sanhedrin in the first para. When it says royal hara, it means smicha mamish, like for
beauty. Our Mishnah.
Smicha like Rav Gaffer Bechor.
I hear you loud and clear. Certainly, every member of the Bezin had to be royal hara in the sense of being tested and smicha and all the rest. But that's not what our Mishnah is referring to. What our Mishnah is referring to is the case of these four people that are apostle: the ger, the mamzer, nosin, and a zokin that cannot have children, unfortunately. All of these.
Does this mean that they have to have because we're making a gezeirah shavus from Ada Ada. The Ada by capital punishment has to have real smicha from Moshe to Yeshua, etc.
What you're saying is absolutely correct, but that's not the definition of Roy Lohiro in our Mishnah.
The Roy Lohiro. The Zayra Shava should imply. If we accept the Zayra Shava, this should be the outcome.
Let's wait until we get through the Zayra Shava, and the Gemara is going to talk about it in greater detail. Hopefully, at that point, everything will be crystal clear. Let's wait for another few lines. Zokti Mar, we started off by saying if the Mufreshul Bebezin wasn't there, how do we know that that would be a reason why the Bezin wouldn't bring a par hel nevushul tzipur? Amrav Sheshes, v'chein tanu Rabbi Yishmael, memneima omru, hoiru bedover shat tzedoiki moidim boi pturin. Remember, we had this back on the Omer Aleph. How do I know? Neshahoyo lehem lilmoid, v'loy lamdu. The reason why by dover shat tzedoiki moidim boi, like the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, Zil Kori Beiravu. Every Cheder Yingel knows these halachas. So, Ibazoi, if it's a Dovashit, so you can moidim by, there's no din of Hel and Dovashit Tzibur. What's the reason why? Because they should have learned and they didn't learn. And therefore, Rashi says it's considered to be Korav Lamezid by their gross negligence in not learning simple psukim in the Torah. It's Korav Lamezid. Freiti Moriyetz. What does it have to do with a muflash of bebezin? Odin neish, lehoi muflash of bebezin sham, nami beturim, for the same reason. Neishahim ilmoi veloi lamdu. Had the muflash of bebezin be there, and then there would have been a proposal up on the agenda of bezin, let's be matter this tik chalev, the muflash of bebezin would have screamed at them and said, you bunch of amaratzim, chas v'sholim. By going and taking this psak into their own hands and not waiting for the Rish Bezdin to come home. That's the gross negligence. That would be the Kor of Lemes. But now let's get to the second part about the Eda. How do I know by capital cases that it has to be Roy Lehra? Yom Rav Chizam Akrod says in Pasik, V'siyatzvu Shom Imach. Imach B'doimim Loch. What does that mean? This is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go and select successors, because Moshe Rabbeinu was now preparing for his imminent passing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, go and choose the 70. And remember, they had Eldad and Medad, and they made Geirolois, the whole thing that it says in the Torah. So it says that you should stand there with you. What's that Lashon Imach? So the Gemara Darshan's Imach B'doymen Lach. What means B'doymen Lach? Just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu, happened to be a Miyuchas. How are you a Miyuchas? That Baruch Hashem, you're not a Ger, you're not a Mamzer, you're not a Nesin, you're not a Zokin that cannot have children. So, what's the din? They have to have that same Yichus just like you. That's the definition over here of Ru'im Lahira. Frey Timara, Ve'ema Imach L'Shchina. Maybe that's not what it means. The Shiat Hashem Imach means that I, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, I am in the Beis HaMikdash. You guys, Moshe Rabbeinu and these newly appointed shoftim should all stand outside, don't go inside. That's v'siyat Hashem imach. Don't approach into the Mokum HaShechina. And therefore it has nothing to do with Yichus Miyuchasim. And from Nachum Bar Yitzchak, come across, it's the Nosu Itcha, Itcha B'doimim L'cha. Where is this pasuk? You have it all the way in the bottom of Shoftos, Eidah B'choleis. They're going to go and carry the burden of paskening shaylas together with you. What means itach? They have to be ru'uyim lahira. What's ru'uyim lahira? Not just in their knowledge of kol ha'Torah kula, but also that they have to be miuchasim, that they should not have any defects, any mumim. So this halacha applies both agave capital cases, and now Gemara says it even applies in situations regarding the par helam dover shel tibur. Finally, next mission.
I don't understand why Rashi threw in the. Why did Rashi throw in the possibility of Tzilo Haida? Or that's a Besdin of 23, and this has. This is. The drasha we're learning here seems to be we're learning from the drasha of the 70 to 70.
Okay. But the Eida, the Shaftuas Eida, and the Tzilo
Haida. We have. Where do we get that? What's the Eida showing? What's the. Where's this Eida? What's the Eida of 20? Vitzilo Eida have anything to do with our subject?
Shavto Eid of Vitzilo Eid is not only the Bezin 23. What happens about those people that have to be nidoin by the Sanhedrin?
But where do we learn out the no gear from this whole thing? We're darshaning from the seven.
Look how the pas begins. The Shavto Sal Mechaleis. I'm not following what you're asking. If you don't mind, let's finish off the daf because we're already an hour and 15 minutes, and then we'll talk another 5 minutes. Dr. Mishnah, Hoyru Bezin Shoyigin, the Osa Kolakol Shoyigin, may Vien Par. That's, of course, the classic normal case. The Bezin made a boo boo. Kla Yisrael followed and did that boo boo. So you have both a faulty Hayra'a and you have a Shigigas Maisa. What's it in? You bring a Par on the Bishul Tzibur. Very simple. What happens, Mezin? The Bezin, when they issued their Psak, were Mezin. They knew what they were doing was wrong. Of course, this is more hypothetical and theoretical, but were that to be the case, but also showing in the rest of Klal Yisrael, they just followed suit after this Bezin's faulty psak. They didn't know it was amazing. Then Medin Kizbasir, there's no din of parliament of Tzibur, but rather everybody made their own boo-boo. Everybody has to bring their own Kizbasir. Showing him also Mezin, what happens if the other way around? That the Bezin was a Shoyge, and they issued this faulty psak. But Klal Yisrael knew that what they were doing was wrong. Everybody knew that these Hamaratzim that were appointed, what are they not? I learned Chumash in Yeshiva. I remember since 5 years old that what they're saying is ridiculous. And therefore they followed B'mezid Hari Ilip Turin. Why are they potter? That's very simple, because you only bring a korban B'shoikik, not if you're doing something B'mezid. Zogdi Mar, Shogigin V'asu Mezidin Hari Ilip Turin. If that was our final case, that the Bezin was a Shoyig, but they did the Mezid, their potter. Zokti Mar, let's be Medayik. Ha Shoyig Dumya de Mezid is Chayiv. What would happen if it wasn't a full-fledged Mezid? It was a Shoyig Dumya de Mezid. What do you mean a Shoyig Dumya de Mezid? Ve'echidami, Shohiru Bezin Shechelev Mutter, V'nischalafloi B'shumon V'acholoi. Oh, remember we had this Shaila back on Daf Beis. The Bezin made a boo-boo and they said that this particular chaylev happens to be mutter. That was one problem. This particular individual, he had his own problem. What was his own problem? He didn't even realize that it was chaylev. He thought it was shuman. And that's why he ate it. Subsequently, we told him, hey mister, do you know what you ate? Oh, I thought I ate shuman. No, this wasn't shuman. This was chaylev. However, good news. It was the chaylev that the Bezin was matir a week ago. So what's the halach in such a case? Is that considered to be toile ba'atzmoy? After all, he didn't know anything about this psak of Bezdin, and based on his own negligence that he ate the shuman instead of the chaylev, he should normally have to go and bring a regular carbon kizbasira. But on the other hand, the Bezdin had paskin that the mice that is mutter, even though he wasn't relying on that psak. So as you recall, back on Beis Amud Aleph, that was a shayla that Rami Bar Chama asked, and then Rava was poishet the shayla two different ways from our Mishnah by the fact that it said shoygig al piyam. So Gemara says, does that mean either shoygig or al piyam? But it's only if it's a shoygig al piyam. That was the shayla we had back on that Beis. Chayra from our Mishnah, we can make a diuk. One, do you say it's potter? It's only shoygig v'asu meizidin, but it's a shoygig which is domiyad the meizin. Then you'd be chayav as leima tifshet hodaboy rambachama. Avdim amalach mishum the tana reisha meizidin v'asu shoygin tana sev shoygin v'asu meizidin. Really, those last few words of the Mishnah shoygin v'asu meizidin are elip turin were really unnecessary. The only reason why we threw them in is again for symmetry purposes. Since we brought in Mezid Vasa Shoyigin, Mezid Kizvasa, so now you're going to wonder to yourself, what about Shoyigin Vasa Mezid? After all, you're not going to wonder, because if they did it B'mezid, of course they're potter. We didn't need this Allah in the Mishnah. So in the Hava Minute, we assume that the reason why Rabbi added these words is to teach you the Diuk. That's only when it's Mamish Mezid. But if it's Doimel Mezid, then in fact he would be Chayiv. And that would be the case of the Shuman. He Ochel Chelebeth, and he thought that it was Shuman. Says, no. These words in the Mishnah are not coming to tell you any halacha whatsoever. They're only thrown in, if you will, Bichdi. What's the reason? Why? For symmetry in the Mishnah. Since we talked about, you have a case of Mezid Vasu Shoygin, so you also Shoygin Vasu Mezid. But since these words are really not essential to the Mishnah, you cannot make any diukim, and that's why the Shaila of Rami Bar Choma remains unresolved based on our Mishnah. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael, to be continued.